There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It might be easier to get a swastika t-shirt in this country than anything with a Confederate flag on it in the very near future. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. It is the raging debate. The conversation has switched from what specifically happened in Charleston, South Carolina, the heinous, cowardly act of Dylann Roof, to now the symbol of what many are calling hate and racism, and that is the Confederate flag, which is being banned all over the place, including Amazon, Walmart, Sears, you name it. And the flap over the flag is too much for many corporations who are making a nice buck off of Confederate flag merchandise. Cornell Brooks, the president of the NAACP, said this was an act of racial terrorism. That symbol has to come down. The symbol is coming off the shelves, not just away from the Charleston, South Carolina Capitol. It has shifted from that to something much, much bigger. Much, much bigger. In all seriousness, the Confederate flag flying is also being banned, or being talked about being banned, in some areas. I said this in a previous hour. I counted Confederate merchandise, flag, stickers, decals, just what I could see, what the eye could see. And in a short time span, in an afternoon, in a 5-mile radius, I counted 18. Now, I was in Dallas, Texas. Might be a little bit different in Traverse City, Michigan, Ottumwa, Iowa, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Tampa, Florida. But I have to be honest, I've seen Confederate flags in lots of other places, not just the South, even though you think of the Confederate flag of in the South, more trucks, more people with the decals, more people with the T-shirts, but not just limited, I think, to the South. But Walmart, Sears, eBay, Amazon, not going to sell Confederate flag stuff, nothing. Pins, mugs, anything with the Confederate flag on it being ditched in all those places, and some others as well. Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail is commending the efforts to remove the Confederate flag. The debate has swept the South up into a frenzy, and other places as well. It's as if, like I said, there are other symbols that represent other things, terrible things that happen to people, that you'll have an easier time getting a hold of. Not an exaggeration, my friends. So my question to you is, does this make sense? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or you can tweet me at Real Radio Talk. Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. What say you, America? While the president is headed to Charleston in just a couple of days to deliver the eulogy for the pastor of that historic church where 9 people were killed. Awful. This is now become the focus. The flap over the flag is definitely very, very real. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, you're our leadoff man. What do you say?
Had to put my headphones down, babe.
No worries.
Okay, now, you're going to find that our little president, when he goes down there, is going to continue his divisiveness. This is an enemy of America. He is a devout socialist, and he hates his country. And he's going to keep doing the same thing he's been doing, is doing everything he can to destroy us and separate us and divide us and persecute the American people because he thinks we deserve to have a come down. Not only that, I'm absolutely disappointed in the Republican Party for what they've just done, giving him fast-track authority. They're going to be regretting that. And you people that have jobs still have jobs, are going to regret it just 10 times that, because just remember NAFTA. Perot was right. The jobs went to other countries. They went to Mexico. They went down the tubes. And our manufacturing base was just decimated. Our construction basis was overrun with illegal aliens taking the jobs of union workers. This is the same thing that's going to happen with this thing that he's just now got fast-track authority on. And it's absolutely horrible. Now, get back to the Confederate flag situation. Okay, I, as you know, am a supporter of my black brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Strong supporter, as you well know. And I think it's time this is relegated to history. It is no longer necessary for people to carry around flags that celebrated the fact that the South was trying to keep its slaves, and
mm-hmm.
they claimed it was for their rights, the right to do what they wanted, but they didn't have the same idea of giving the same right to the people that they had enslaved.
Mm.
So to get rid of this thing that has such a taint of slavery to it is a good thing, I think. And I'm not the only one, but I think we are in a situation where we can take an example from the people of Charleston that have shown their Christian capability of forgiving their enemies that have decimated their people and still offered God's forgiveness to the perpetrator of that evil crime. And they set an example for the entire world to show that we can, as a people, white, black, whatever, come together and unite in fellowship and for the rights of each and every person out there.
Wow, well said. I completely agree with you. Absolutely, 100%. That is right. What happened there, what those people did, meaning the way they forgave Roof, and as he was broadcast from a different location and faced the music, so to speak, was absolutely amazing. It was so well done and heartfelt, authentic, not fake. It was definitely their Christian faith that came forward that brought them to the point where they could say that, Dan, I agree with you 100%. And dropping the flag in South Carolina, in Mississippi, and in other places, I agree with Dan as well. If it has become this, it is something from the past, and it is in modern times, as Dan says, of what it represented, I absolutely agree. You know, here's the thing. In a museum, in history books, as part of all of that, absolutely, absolutely. And that's where it's going to stay, it looks like, because, you know, Mississippi even saying the very same thing. Coming up next, you don't want to miss this, Bridget Johnson talking about Al-Qaeda versus ISIS, the way that they are recruiting, the magazines people are reading, including Inspire, which is the Al-Qaeda magazine. Stay with us.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tonight, of course, how often are we talking about ISIS and how often are we talking about Al-Qaeda as well and what's happening in the Arabian Peninsula? And we know, we just saw one of the top leaders killed in that airstrike in Yemen, and there was big reaction to that. And that hierarchy, we often wonder, what does that mean when there here's a name that pops out of nowhere that perhaps we haven't heard or haven't been paying attention to? Like all stems back to Al-Waliki, etc., and we go from there. So we've got Bridget Johnson with us. She is the Washington editor of PJMedia.com. Hey, Bridget.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so how big was that airstrike and knocking out the top leader?
It was a good get. Nasser al-Wahishi, he was not only the leader of AQAP, but he was also the number two in Al-Qaeda proper. So he was the general manager for Al-Qaeda. He was able to call Al-Qaeda attacks anywhere around the world, and he was a very trusted member because he used to be a driver a long time ago for Osama bin Laden. He was also in his mid-30s, so he has that advantage of youth that Ayman al-Zawahiri doesn't have as far as being able to, you know, reach out on almost a pop culture level and be able to recruit people. However, his replacement is also in his 30s, Qasem al-Rami. And his replacement was the military commander for Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. So it's a very seamless transition that's happened since we took out Wahishi with the airstrike.
So with him gone, Wahishi gone, then as you're talking about, the idea is, of course, to be able to relate to the younger people that they're recruiting, right? And then that's a kind of maybe a hole in the organization, would you say?
Well, one thing that Qasem al-Rami, the new leader, has going for him is he's very skilled at the PR of reaching out to Muslims in general as well as young people. For example, in 2013, he ordered an attack on the Yemeni Ministry of Defense compound, but one of his fighters ended up going to the hospital and killing a bunch of people. And al-Rami came out with a video statement apologizing for that. And, you know, if you can even imagine ISIS going and apologizing for something, you know, AQAP basically recognized the value in trying to keep the populace on their side.
Yeah. Wow. So, you know, it's interesting. You heard me start with the whole ISIS thing, because now what's happened, at least with a lot of people listening, and I've got some smart listeners, they certainly know that there are various terrorist groups, and they know of Al-Qaeda and leadership and what's happened and drone strikes and who were taken out and targets when we talk about them. We've had people on. But, you know, when we talk about ISIS now, it seems like there's been a swing, that there's more concern over ISIS. As somebody who's written about all of this, what do you think? Do you think, hey, terrorists, if it's different pockets, different people, same thing, but the ISIS guys are just as bad as Al-Qaeda, et cetera, or do you think ISIS is perhaps worse at this point?
I would kind of boil it down to, if ISIS is sort of the state university of jihadists, you know, where a wide variety of people with maybe, you know, not much background are going, and it's kind of the cool kid place right now, then Al-Qaeda is like the Harvard of jihadists, where they're willing to, you know, be a bit more judicious in what they're doing, but they have a long-range plan. And I think that actually all of the attention that's been focused on ISIS is benefiting Al-Qaeda, because, you know, for example, one of the things that, you know, people are trying to keep up with is catching all of the ISIS guys on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and, you know, stop their spread on social media. Well, while they're going after those, I've noticed that the Al-Qaeda accounts, the Al-Qaeda videos, the Al-Qaeda magazines, they stay up forever, you know. So while, you know, while ISIS is sucking all this attention up, it's almost being taken for granted that Al-Qaeda is just defeated or on the run or, you know, fading into the woodwork, when, you know, they opened a new branch in September, the Al-Qaeda and the Indian subcontinent. They have staged horrible attacks in Bangladesh against people that they think are blasphemers, and they killed an American citizen a few months ago. And that's gotten hardly any play from the State Department and the White House.
Yeah, why do you think that is? Because they don't want to play up, oh, Jesus, if we can just bury that, maybe I'm answering my own question, if we can just kind of bury that, move on, focus on the ISIS thing, because I think that's what it's about. You know, the administration says transparency, but I got to be honest, it's not even a Democrat-Republican thing for me. I have, you know, the people who are super, super conservative friends that cover the White House and super, super liberal, and they both say there's no transparency. Do you think that's part of it? Let's not, like, let everything out there. Let's not reveal everything we don't have to reveal.
Yeah, I mean, you know, back in 2013, you know, Obama was talking to Camp Pendleton Marines and saying that Al-Qaeda core was defeated. So the minute, you know, that this resurrection starts to happen, the minute you had a leader like al-Wuhayshi in AQAP, then the administration tried to downplay it and say, oh, well, they're just kind of focused on regional stuff. They're not worried about, you know, larger attacks. So what's the administration's biggest nightmare was when, you know, in January, when that attack happened on Charlie Hebdo in Paris, and it was linked back to AQAP.
Yeah, exactly.
And we also know, you know, they were linked to the underwear bomber, and they have been, you know, trying to come up with new methods for attacks. But, you know, even they're the ones with the magazine, the Inspire magazine. It's, you know, if you put their magazine next to ISIS's magazine, Dabiq, Dabiq magazine is kind of like, you know, a rambling Quranic, you know. It's not really for the you know, the millennial jihadist, so to speak. But you look at something like Inspire, and it's kind of young and hip, and it has actual sections like a magazine, and it had the step-by-step photo how to build the bomb that the Boston bombers used.
Wow. And wonder how many people are getting that Inspire magazine. That's crazy. Inspire or DeBeek. Wow. Both of those. And see, this is all that recruiting material. Obviously, you've dug into that, too. It's this the way they recruit, right?
It is. And it's becoming just, you know, very, very easy for them to be able to lure people to the point where the term lone wolf really kind of no longer exists. Because the people that they're recruiting to start staging operations abroad are just kind of more like contractors, more like chapters, you know, because a lot of the recruiting material now talks about how to do jihad wherever you are, that you don't need to come to Yemen, you don't need to come to the Islamic State. You know, you can do jihad wherever you're at. And this is how you do it. And they give training tips. They, you know, hook you up with sources in the area to be able to supply you. So, you know, it's a long recruitment chain almost. And it's not a fallback strategy for them, which I think the White House likes to paint it as, but it was their strategy all along to be almost like a salt shaker that's tipped on top of a world map and little grains are everywhere and they're very hard to get.
Yeah, wow. And you know, you mentioned the underwear bomber. Who do you think, in just what you've written about and what you're watching, who should we fear the most as who could hit the United States next if we have another attack? You've mentioned one of the failed ones, but there have been a couple other failed ones. And actually, they were all Al-Qaeda related, not ISIS related. But the threat's there.
Yeah, and my fear is actually for the method that they're going to use next. I think that, you know, after we had that attack in Garland, Texas, and the reaction after that was like, yeah, we shot them, bring them on, you know, we've got guns, we'll get them all. Well, they're looking for a method that is going to get around all of that. I've actually seen two mentions in recent ISIS publications about using poisoning as a way to commit a terrorist attack. And if you think about it and you think of somebody who, you know, was working in the catering department for, you know, a big event or something, and it would just be so easy to get into these events where they're not doing the kind of screening that would catch an attack like that. They're really stressing that, you know, okay, if you don't have the skills to be able to, you know, jump through fire hoops on a jihadist video and, you know, and start shooting up the town, then we want you to be able to use the skills that you have. So that's why they're trying to turn people onto new methods like that.
Boy, it's frightening. You're right. To think of that poisoning and how easy it would be to get in that position, it would be a piece of cake even to slip in and out. You know, then you're not, there's no martyrdom there. You're in and out after you do whatever it is you're going to do with the food. Scary stuff. Bridget Johnson, very informative. Thanks so much. Washington editor for PJMedia.com. Check it out. Thanks, Bridget.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other child wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby.
Coming up on America Tonight, time to hit the mailbag. Plenty of you having a lot to say about the Confederate flag and also what's happened with these escapees. Yes, indeed, hot on the trail, but nobody has been able to, despite signs of spotting them and DNA evidence not too far actually from the prison itself, nobody yet of all the law enforcement types that are on top of this case, between helicopters, ATVs, and everything else you can imagine, nobody has been able to capture the two killers who are still free. And it's very puzzling, other than to know that how deep those woods go. I'm calling them woods. I mean, the wooded area is so incredibly thick in that part of New York. I could see it if they were able to somehow go underground, flop in a couple of those shacks or abandoned, you know, those temporary setups they have hunters do when they're, you know, seasonal cabins and whatnot. That's, I bet, what's happened, that they've gone from place to place. Can almost probably guarantee that. All right, so on that note, let's jump to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. How about this one from Taka, who says, Kate, it's been a while since we've talked. Did you see, I know you're a big money person, did you see NASDAQ and what happened with the NASDAQ, yeah, it's funny you bring that up. I think when you say I'm a big money person, I think you mean that we do segments like It's Your Money, Business, that kind of stuff, too, as we mix it in between. And we talk to our free money guy, of course. Yeah, stocks a little bit higher. So there's some optimism, even though with the Greek debt talk and moderate growth that we've seen. So that's a good thing. Anytime the market's up, it's a good thing, right? What can I say? It closed to a record second day in a row, and trading was high after the open, and then kind of went flat, kind of flat after that. But here's what the biggest takeaway is money-wise on the day, right? Heading into Wednesday, the biggest, baddest news is that the strength in the dollar, the single big rally is that. So the dollar rose more than 1% against major world currencies. And that's a big deal. If you remember, there's kind of this weird, not kind of, but there's been conversation about, boom, chucking the currency. So the euro fell to trade below $1.12. The yen, about 124 against the dollar. Pretty big deal. And the bonds, higher yields there, too. And that pressured utilities to fall more than 1%. So there you go. We can dive deeper into some of those numbers, too, by the way. And if you ever want to do that, send me a note, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. The Greece connection, Greece's state minister, Nikos Papos, said that he was confident Parliament would back a deal in the hopes with its lenders, even though dissenters are criticizing concessions offered by Greece. Because June 30th is a deadline for the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, the deal would enable them to fulfill the obligations that they have, which would be a really good thing. All right, let's move to the next one. This one from Paul, who says, Kate, I noticed that you had a guest on who, by the way, I thought was terrific, talking about the president and the N-word. And I think what was so shocking to me is Mark Maron, you mentioned him, and, you know, he's clever on his podcasts, and bravo to him, because comedy is such a hard bag anyway. But what is the president doing on a podcast and using the N-word? And talking about these race problems that I think, if anything, they seem to be making more out of, they being the White House. I don't get it. Okay, so when you say I don't get it, what happened was he was on Mark Maron's podcast, and what he said was that he was saying that race relations, the president, hadn't improved over his lifetime in the United States, and we're not cured of racism, is what he said. He said it's not just a matter of being polite to say the N-word in public. He said that's not it. He said, so the president's choice of words, it's of course jarring, because, you know, it's been crazy the last 7 years of some of the things that we've seen that has caused this national debate, whether it was Ferguson, whether it was what happened in Baltimore, and a slew of other things. And it's weird because it's true. The president talks about race only when he has to, or when circumstances or some kind of crisis or whatever force him to weigh in. Otherwise, it's stepping around it. He rarely has spoken certainly he's never said the N-word, never said that, never said the things he said there that he said in that podcast. And maybe it's because, you know, he's speaking in a different way because he won his re-election. I mean, this is the tail end. This is it of part two. Josh Earnest said that the president using the taboo word wasn't part of a premeditated strategy to talk about race in a more challenging and overt way, that it wasn't that. That there was nobody in the White House that said to do that. There was no kind of discussion over that. It's just weird. It just feels that way, though, I have to tell you. Like, all of a sudden, there hasn't been any kind of reference or the way the president said that ever in the past. But to me, this is the second term. The second term means it's a whole different thing, because you're not holding on, and the people around you aren't so freaked out and paranoid and worried about the polls and everything else, because they want you to be reelected. Here's one from Keith. Kate, did you see this deal? I know you've talked about this before, when there's been restitution for people who've been wrongly accused of killing or doing some other crime where they were locked up for a long time. Did you see the New York City guy that was thrown in jail for a 1989 killing, and he got over $6 million? I did see that story. In fact, I saw a story on him. Jonathan Fleming, his name is. And so that's really half, he's 53. It's half his life in prison for killing he was convicted for killing Daryl Rush, his friend. Prosecutors say it stemmed from an argument over money. But after all these appeals and reviews and everything else, he was exonerated by a judge who referred to a telephone records and photos and witnesses, placing him in Florida at the time of the murder. I mean, that's ridiculous. So they have all this evidence he was in Florida, and he gets convicted, and he's been sitting there for 25 years. So you know what he got? He got $6.25 million. That settles a $162 million lawsuit that was filed last year, because they can't give him back the time, right? So it's a terrible injustice. 25 years to life for the murder, even after a key witness in the case recanted her testimony? I mean, that's outrageous. Would you, to be put behind bars, would 6.2, you know, 6.25 million make you feel better? Hopefully, and I know I've seen something with him. He seems as though, in the clip I saw, that he's forgiven and moving on, because he can't waste time focusing on the anger over that. He can't. Charlie says, bravo to Charleston, and bravo to the fact that the Confederate flag and images of the flag are being stopped in some major companies. It'll be tougher to get the Confederate flag. I'm all about free speech, so if somebody wants to have the flag, they're going to have the flag. But the fact that you have these major retailers banning the Confederate flag, bravo to all of them for taking that step, because I bet it's a big chunk of change. Yeah, I bet sometimes, well, when you say big chunk of change, though, I certainly not the hottest selling thing at Walmart. But sure, I mean, there's people that will buy it. And Mississippi is talking about banning it. Other states are saying the same thing. So after Charleston, now the Confederate flag, the images of it have really been thought about as to whether or not this is what somebody wants to fly. And, you know, the Mississippi flag hangs with a bunch of other state flags in the subway between the Capitol and the Senate office building in Washington. So how about that? With this massacre that's happened, and with this mix across the country calling for the removal of Confederate flags as symbols of the Confederacy, well, you got to think that's another place where it's going to come down, right? If there's all these flags, are they going to keep it at the Capitol or not? Or is it going to come down or not? And it's interesting, because the, I don't know, as you think of memorial statues and whatnot named for Confederate figures and others, is there going to be an outcry to get rid of that? All of this because of 21-year-old Dylan Roof, and he was holding the rebel flag, and the fact that he went into the church in Charleston, South Carolina, and killed 9 people. Stay with us, Odds and Ends on the flip side.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
In 1965, this is the sound. Come into town. One more time. One more time. One more time. Well, you see, it'll drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come here, mama. And let me tell you the scene. And your face is fine and pretty. It'll drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
That final turn for this hour of America Tonight. I want to invite you to comment, if you want to, on the Confederate flag being ripped off the shelves. Any of the images taken down, Walmart, Sears, eBay. Sounds like most in this audience are cool with that. And these images, of course, really have come to light because of what happened in Charleston. But there has been debate in different areas about what it represents, and is it something that should be just left in a book or left in a museum, and we move on from there. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Thanks for hanging with us here on ATN. So as we come around the final bend, as I mentioned, and we talk about, by the way, NASCAR, too, is also distancing itself from the Confederate flag. Now, that's where you would see a lot of those images, because you would, on, you know, RVs and whatnot, you would see a lot of Confederate flags. So several southern states are hearing the call to remove the Confederate symbols. Mississippi, South Carolina, of course, you know, Tennessee. There was efforts to remove a bust of a Confederate general and a Ku Klux Klan leader, Nathan Bedford Forrest, from the State House alcove where it was. In Virginia, the governor there is trying to ban the Confederate emblem from license plates, state license plates, because there's been some of that on the plates. And I was thinking about this out loud before I jumped to some of these other things. It's interesting because I was in Washington, how long ago was that? 5 months ago. And I was thinking about specifically in Georgetown, some of the places where I was, they had like shot glasses with a Confederate flag, and they sold Union hats and Confederate hats at the store where I was, because they were talking about battles and history and all that kind of thing. So now you really wonder, will just all of that completely be removed? I mean, I don't think it should be removed from history books, of course not, or in museums. It's part of history. There's a reason why we go back and look at our history for tragic times and things not to be repeated and whatnot. But so I don't believe that. But everything else, it sounds like, is absolutely being ripped out. When you say NASCAR, and when you say all these states like Texas, the state won a Supreme Court case June 18th, allowing it to ban Confederate battle flag images on license plates. Because there you would see that. Wow. All right, in the meantime, speaking of things that celebrate or rally some people for hatred and whatnot, I happened to see this today. It was on NBC, and a former FBI agent was talking about, supremacist groups, and that they're always, we think of, when we're thinking of terrorism, we're thinking of ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Hamas and a whole list of other terrorist groups. But he's saying, trust me, those other groups are alive and well. Check out what he had to say about that.
And it's also important to understand that the white supremacist groups are recruiters. So they're always out looking to broaden the movement and to increase the number of individuals involved. So they're constantly going out trying to seek new people, trying to spread their message. And they can do that. They have radio shows. They have internet shows. They have rock bands that actually tour around the United States. So this is an ideology that has been around for a long time.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. An ideology that's been around for a long time. And that, by the way, was Michael German, former FBI agent, talking about it. So in other odds and ends, and certainly that is the biggest, we haven't seen an end to the flap, I think, or an end to where we're going with it. But in other things that are clicking around the country, the CDC is testing for plague in Colorado. If you just saw that headline, would you be like, I mean, are you kidding me? Plague in Colorado? What are they talking about, the plague in Colorado? But there was a case, and it led to a little bit of a panic, of course. Because, I'm thinking, when have you heard that? Of all the things, well, from Ebola to other things, certainly, that we've been talking about that haven't shown up and then all of a sudden showed up, I think the plague is pretty scary. So to be on the safe side, that's exactly the reason why they're doing that and getting the CDC involved. Once you have someone who gets the plague, dies from the plague, that's your worst nightmare. And, of course, that's going to lead to, okay, they've got to be involved in this. They've got to be right on top of this. I mentioned this, but I didn't really tell you some of the places where it hit. Massive rainstorms smashed into the East Coast and into the Midwest. Some of you listening to us in both of those places, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're talking about where I grew up outside of Philly. The weather was so brutal. It just pounded the tornadoes they were talking about. Tornado warnings all over the place. Tornado watches in New England and Connecticut and the storms that went through Philadelphia halted actually the commuter trains at rush hour. Amtrak said they were suspending the Northeast Corridor and Keystone services because of some of the problems they were having. Heat was a big problem. People were treated for heat-related issues at high school graduations in South Jersey, and just kind of crazy stuff. That in Illinois, four tornadoes. You could see, and I saw some of the evidence of this homes, again, that was very familiar, that were damaged and forced the first responders to pull survivors from basements and whatnot. Indiana, Iowa, knocking out power, thousands of people. Luckily, those storms have cleared out. But really hard hit was a camping resort in Sublette, Illinois. Some of you might be familiar with it. Five people were hurt. One was had to actually be hospitalized with some serious injuries. Now, they say that tornado had winds of up to 135 miles an hour. You are not going to survive that one. Or luckily, some of those people did. They were on the tail end of that. But that's incredible. Incredible. There was a story where a woman talked about the fact that she and her husband were in an underground crawl space on a farm, but the wind almost sucked her right out of it. She was sitting by the opening of it, and her daughter and son-in-law and granddaughter were stuck in their own crawl space after their garage collapsed on top of it. Wow. In Michigan, 50 houses, a church, a bunch of other buildings damaged by a tornado. How about that? In a place in Portland, 25 miles northwest of Lansing, Michigan. So a lot of tornadoes plopping down in the Midwest and in the East Coast. The Midwest really was where most of that kind of damage was, but just a storm system that had people really running for cover. Running for cover to try to get away from the danger, obviously. Also, we're going to end on this. How about this? I talked about this dog meat festival, and I got some emails from some of you. And, you know, we didn't actually hit up the emails this time around in the email bag. But it's true. It's the night before summer solstice, and they have a feast where they have steamed pumpkin as part of the celebration and bowls of stewed dog with ginger and garlic and dried orange peels, they say. And it's the last dish for this thing called Yulin, which is notorious. It's an annual dog meat festival that wrapped up on Monday. Yulin. Very scary to me. I saw pictures of some of the dogs that were in the cages. Awful. Little dogs, bigger dogs. Man, oh man. They take them to the market and they sell them. And then, you know, they were sold as pets, but then they were being sold as food. So it's not a myth, folks. Thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight. You know what to do. You know the drill. Any thoughts? Hit me up, americatonight.net.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited.